Saturday racing for the Australian Turf Club is at Rose Hill. The good news as we record this podcast on Thursday, the track is improved to a heavy eight. And as we welcome in, Joycey's got the week off, so Brad Gray is joining us from Racing New South Wales. If this fine weather in Sydney continues, Brad, we could get back to the soft range.
Yeah, that's a promising sign. Hello to you, Andrew, and hello to everyone listening. You're right, it's a nice day today, so hopefully we continue to get an upgrade and we're back on a soft track. As we know, it is a winter deck, so it's still going to be nice and testing out there, but a soft seven, everyone gets their chance.
Righto. Race six is the Tab Handicap, first leg of the quaddie at this stage. Brad, a field of 12. How's it set up over the 1,500?
Yeah, it's an interesting race, this one, Andrew, because the market's put a lot of prominence in a couple of stayers here. Second up, Nahwell and Cyber Intervention are the two of the top of betting at the time when we record this. And I think they're both really vulnerable. So this is a leg, I think, where we can get scout a little bit wide, hopefully knock a few players out and get a nice div for us early. Now, I've got Our Winnie on top, the 11. This is a horse that has been poking along okay. I know her figures there don't really do her justice in terms of her finishing position. She nipped home last start from an impossible position out the back. She's big odds here. She ran ninth behind Commander, but I like the way she finished off. I'm hoping she can position a little bit closer in the run. She's on top at big odds. Fuel, I've got in the mix too, the 6. Will make its own luck, be bowling along out in front. Doesn't look a race where there's a hell of a lot of tempo, so I certainly think it'll get its chance. And No Escape was a good winner there last start, and it goes into the mix too. So we'll keep it nice and skinny and a bit of value in this leg. I think we'll go with 11 to beat 6 and 10.
11, 6 and 10 in the first leg of the quaddie. The feature race on Saturday is the Winter Stakes over the 1,400. Large lineup here with 16 there. We should mention too, this rails at 3 metres after the couple of meetings that we've run on heavy tracks. So how's the Winter Stakes look?
Yeah, there's a bit of speed here, Andrew. Cradle Mountain is a bit of a control freak. It'll spear across from the 9 and then it'll have Stampede. He's also got a similar profile, loves to lead and bowl along and dictate himself. So something he's got to give here. A couple in behind should be able to run over the top. Now, the Civic Stakes form does look the right kind of form for a race like this, as you'd expect. And Goulwar was a really strong winner on that occasion, loved the wet track. It was the first time he struck a heavy in a couple of years and certainly relished it. I know Rachel King came back afterwards and said, really skip through the going. So soft seven, if we get to that stage, should suit this bloke. I think he's reasonable odds too. He was pretty dominant there despite the margin. He's drawn one. I can see him posing up a little bit closer. The eye catcher in the race was Nikki's Gold. Didn't have much luck. She's a very, very good wet tracker. Drawn four, maybe can settle a little bit closer, but she's a little bit one-dimensional, so she'll need luck. Bobbing and diving weave there from Robbie Dolan. As we know, he's a man riding really well at the moment. So hopefully he can get that horse a little bit more luck than it had there last night. Eckstein, now for Chris Waller. I like the way that this horse hit the line there in the Tiara last start. She's got a bit of class about her. She's going to be giving away a big start. She's drawn wide. But as I say, if Cradle Mountain and Stampede really roll along, it could bring these back markers into play. I'm inclined to include her. And the forgive run out of the Civic Stakes for me was Seaway, posted wide. Probably wasn't entitled to finish as close as he did there first up. And he's the type of horse that doesn't carry a great deal of condition. So if you want to back him, I think it's early in his campaign. So second up, he'll certainly get his chance. So the numbers for this leg will be 5, 14, 2 and 7.
Yeah, 5, 14 there. And Goulwa, as we record this podcast, $7.50 at Tab, your fancy there. That's the feature, the Winter Stakes. Race 8, the Australian Turf Club Handicap. Early scratching of this race is Noble Joey, number 11. And we've got the Inform River Bird down on just 53 kilos.
Yeah, she just keeps poking her neck out, doesn't she? Jason Cole's done a terrific job placing this filly. She goes up in grade here, but because of that, she's down in the weights again. And you're right, 53 kilos is an appealing weight there for a filly in her kind of form. She'll get the right run and she has to be included in the mix. The one I've got on top of her is the 1, Mahalunga. I think a little bit overlooked by the market. Very classy horse. You go back a couple of starts, beat Special Missile, has that Star of the Seas form, who was one of the form horses of the winter, and everything that Star of the Seas did in terms of form line seemed to stack up. So happy to be with this horse at the odds. 1,200 metres, a touch short of his best, but a wet track brings him into it. And I can't find a great deal of speed in this race. You've got Tonsor and Zonk, probably the leaders. Mahalunga will just park in behind those. So I certainly think he's a big hope the way this race looks to play out. He goes in on top, the 1, Mahalunga. Have to include River Bird, the 14 right down the bottom. And the other one I want to throw into the mix is Wagner. Didn't have much luck there last time out, and he's going particularly well this time in, so I include him too. So that's 1, 14, and 10.
1.14 and 10 there. And at the moment, Mahalunga is $10 with Tab in race number 8. The last, the Rose Hill Bowling Club. Again, no scratchings at this stage, a field of 15. Brad?
Yeah, I found this a tricky race, Andrew. I toed and froed over a couple of these who had that Riverbird form, namely Traumatised, Drakenfels, and Handle the Truth. And the fact that I couldn't really split them lent me a different way. So I've gone with Brilliant Choice, the Hawks-trained horse. Now, this horse has some pretty phenomenal form lines. You look through back his early Sydney days. He was nutted there by Maid of Heaven at Canterbury, ran third to Shawnee and Vega 1 at Warwick Farm, then came out and actually knocked off Nikita Jane on the Kenzo, went down to Melbourne, won at Moonee Valley before giving a good sight against Mr. Quickie. Now, those form lines look particularly good. He's a horse with very good upside. He's only had the 5 starts for a couple of wins. He hasn't trialled in Sydney, but he's done enough in a couple of jump outs down in Melbourne to suggest that he's tuned up for this. Certainly a market watch, but I've got that horse on top, the 10 Brilliant Choice. To beat those runners that I spoke about, I've got Traumatised in next. Certainly get its chance from barrier 2, knocking on the door. Thought it had that race shot to bits there against Riverbird, but Riverbird just wanted it a touch more. Drakenfels, we give him another chance. He goes into the mix. He's drawn 15, but I think that'll suit him because he's a horse that likes a bit of room, and maybe by this time they'll be coming down the guts of the track. And the 7, Handle the Truth, just knocked up late there, first up behind Riverbird, beaten 1.5 lengths. He's been back to the trials. We haven't seen him for a month, but he can only improve on that. So I want to keep him safe too. So the numbers for that leg, 10, 6, 1 and 7.
10, 6, 1 and 7. All right, so you're going to play it fairly wide, and at this time of the year you probably need to, just to include a couple extras with hopefully an improving sort of into the soft track.
Yeah, 100%. We've got 3-4, 3-4, but there's a couple in there at big odds. So hopefully we can knock off a couple of these favourites and secure a nice pair. So it's $100 for 69%.
All right, beautiful. You'll be joining us on Sky Sports Radio just after 8 o'clock on Saturday to go through all the races, just in case there's any scratchings and the like. But that certainly gives our podcasters a bit of a start for Rose Hill on the weekend. Chat to you then, Brad.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, and our podcast for Rose Hill Racing on Saturday.